Why your savings APY held while your mortgage rate spiked. The gap that pays your bills. High-yield savings accounts still pay 4% to 4.5% APY. New mortgage rates are at 6.37%. The gap between what cash earns and what debt costs is the widest practical signal in personal finance right now. Here is the math on what that gap means for the typical household and what action it implies. Two numbers tell the story of May 2026 better than any Federal Reserve statement. The best high-yield savings accounts currently pay around 4.0% to 4.5%. Most savings accounts don't pay anything close to that. The national average across all banks is a fraction of 1%. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate sits at 6.37% Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, week of. The Federal Reserve's holding pattern rates at 3.5% to 3.75% since December, dissented 8-4 on April 29, has frozen that gap in place. As long as the Fed sits, the gap sits. What the gap looks like in actual household numbers. Consider a typical household. $60,000 income, $20,000 in a high-yield savings account, $300,000 mortgage at 6.37%, $5,000 average revolving credit card balance at 21.52% APR. HISA earns $20,000 at 4.25% equals $850/year in interest. Mortgage costs $300,000 at 6.37% year. One effective equals roughly $19,100/year in interest before any principal reduction. Credit card costs $5,000 at 21.52% equals $1,076/year in interest. Net, the household earns $850 on cash, pays $20,176 on debt. The arbitrage between earning and borrowing is negative $19,326/year. That number is not a problem in itself. Households take on mortgages because the loan funds an asset. The credit card balance is the more telling line. $1,076/year on a $5,000 balance is real money, and the household earns 4.25% on cash sitting in a savings account that could pay it down. The math on aggressive paydown. Suppose the household uses $4,000 from its $20,000 HISA to wipe out most of the credit card balance. The HISA loses $170/year in interest income, 4.25% of $4,000. The credit card stops costing $861/year in interest, 21.52% of $4,000. Net annual cash flow improvement, $691. The real cost lens, $691/year, redirected into the household's index fund retirement account at 7% long-run S&P 500 average, compounds to roughly $69,500 over 30 years. That is one decision, made once, with money the household already had. Now consider the household that does not act. The $4,000 sits in HISA earning 4.25%. The credit card balance grows at 21.52% or worse since the household keeps using it. Over 5 years, even with minimum payments, the balance can double if usage continues. The compounding works in opposite directions. Educational only, not advice. Some households should keep the cash in HISA. Those without a fully funded emergency fund, those facing job uncertainty, or those who would refill the credit card balance immediately. The math only works if the household stops using the card after paydown. What gets people to actually do this? Looking up the actual APR on every card printed on every statement and writing it down. Comparing it to the actual APY on every cash account. If the gap is 15 percentage points or more, which it is for most credit card carrying households right now, the action is mathematically defensible. Most households underestimate their card APR. The Federal Reserve G.19 average is 21.52%, but cards opened with low credit scores or late payments can run 28 to 32%. Why now matters? When the Fed eventually cuts rates, the gap closes from both directions. HISA yields fall within weeks, online banks adjust quickly. Card APRs fall slower, issuers protect margins. Mortgage rates fall slowest of all, they track 10-year treasuries, which take time to ease. The window where high-yield savings still pays well and the case for paying down 21% debt is mathematically obvious will not stay open forever. Households that act in this window. Households with substantial debt or complex tax situations may benefit from a fee-only fiduciary CFP review. The math above is illustrative. Personal circumstance changes the calculation. Sources: FDIC National Rates and Rate Caps, fdic.gov/national-rates-and-rate-caps. Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, freddiemac.com/PMMS. Federal Reserve G.19, Consumer Credit Release, federalreserve.gov/releases/G19. Federal Open Market Committee Statement, April 29, 2026, federalreserve.gov/news-events/press-releases/monetary-20,260,429, AHTM.